Hello.
Oh, hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. I was just following up. I know we spoke a few days ago, and you said that the card gets problems every time this year, and it should process in a couple of days, but now it's Friday, and it's still having the same problems, so I thought I'd reach out to you again.
But there are funds on the card.
Is it the card ending?
Again?
I did. I just tried again while we were talking, and it says insufficient funds. But you had also
300.
Well, you had asked to take the Facebook ads off and put the Google ads on for 300, so it would be 499, unless you want to just do the local part of the program, which would be 200, and you can add those Google ads on anytime.
Okay, because I understood that you said this charge that you are trying to pull, that's for September, that's still going to be 300. And then in October, there will be for the Google Ads.
If you want to keep the Facebook ads on for another month, yes, we could do that, because the $299 would include $100 worth of Facebook ads. But if you're thinking that you don't want those anymore, then I could either take those off and just process $199, or we could try to start the Google Ads now and then just charge the $499, whatever's easier for you.
Wait, now you confuse me. So this charge that you're seeing that it's not going through, that is for September, that it's $300, right? $299.
No, when we talked, we changed it to $499. Do you want me to try to put it back on with the Facebook ads for $299 and see if it'll go through?
But if you're charging us for September, we didn't do the Google ads in September, so that should be an amount of $299.
Oh, okay. So I see where the confusion is. The September 27th payment that's past due, it will include a fresh batch of $100 of Facebook ads. So if you wanted to take those off and put the Google ads instead, then it would be $499 monthly, because our minimum to run Google ads is $300 rather than $100. But if you're okay with getting another fresh batch of Facebook ads, then I can definitely do the $299, and we can worry about putting the Google ads on next month or at the end of the month here for October 27th.
We wanted to put the Google ads for October.
Oh, got it. Okay. I'm sorry then. I misunderstood you when we spoke. I thought you wanted to do it for the
So this that it's due is September, and it's $299, and then in the end of October, we would get the $499 that will include the Google Ads.
Perfect. Okay. So you know what? I made that adjustment for you, and I got the green light on the payment. So I'm so sorry there was a misunderstanding earlier. I must have thought that you wanted to do the Google Ads right away. So what I did was for this month, September, up until the end of the month, you're still going to get that fresh batch of Facebook ads. And then starting on October 27th, it'll run for $4.99.
But that will be for November. It's not going to be for October then.
Well, you know, today is already, the fourth of the month? So if you like, I can push that next billing out to November 4th. That way you get a full month of service. And then you won't have a payment on the 27th anymore. It would just be on the 4th of each month instead.
Now you confuse me.
So that way you kind of get an extra week for free, because right now is October 4th, right? But you're supposed to get paid again or get charged again on October 27th. So that's two payments within the same month. Even though the one we just collected was for September, you would still have two payments within the same month. And I never like it when somebody has two payments so close together. So what I could do is push that next one out for you to November 4th, That way you get another full month of service rather than just a partial month before you're charged again, if that makes sense.
Okay, I have to check that with Stefan.
Okay.
He's the owner. I'm just managing all of the accounts. If he is willing to, I'm sure there won't be an issue. But do you mind if I give you a call in 5-10 minutes?
Yeah, that's fine. I'll text you my direct line. My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. So when you call in,
What is the phone number? Sorry.
It's 877-635-6225. Okay. Extension 777.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll talk to him and I'll give you a call.
Okay, sounds perfect. Thank you for taking care of that payment too, and have a really nice weekend coming up.
Sure, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.